This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Yes, 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 yes. Here we are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As usual, a packed out house in New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. My name's Kevin McCullough. I'm glad to have you with us. And Stevie B is joining us from the... I'm joining you from New York City, our normal studios. Stevie B is with us via the what do we call the package that we send with him? The Extreme Media Kit. Anyway, Stephen, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
Oh, and you're doing fancy camera work while you're doing it, just showing off. Stop that. I'm getting dizzy.
So for the rest of the evening, when I disagree with you, Kevin, what I'll just do is I'll just make you dizzy. How about that?
You just spin around. Well, tell us why you're up in the Syracuse area today.
Brother, I am just a pig in poo-poo tonight because pretty much half a dozen of the biggest 80s bands ever, like the One Hit Wonders, Flock of Seagulls, Information Society, are all up here.
Wow. I haven't heard the words Information Society in years.
Well, wait till I tell you later more about that.
Okay.
Because the lead singer is now solo and a believer.
Oh, wow. That's
so
crazy.
We're going to want to bless him with his music down the road. But, I've just been, you know, gaga with these guys. They're all up here at Onondaga Community College. It's a big concert, about 3,000 Syracuse Onans showed up tonight for this kind of 80s throwback kind of show, and it's all to benefit my mom's organization, the Carol Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. So,
yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing, brother. And these guys are so cool. They're all up there. You know, they got their black stuff on, and they're all just doing their 80s thing. It's awesome.
Well, who are the bands participating again?
You know what? Let me look up the full list.
Okay.
And when we come back after the break, I'll have it ready for you.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like legends, dude.
It's like.
You can't even believe it.
Now I get into these reflective moments from time to time, and I'll go onto iTunes. And I go, you know, I haven't heard a song from Information Society. This happened to me like 2 weeks ago, in like ages. So I like go see if they're even on iTunes, because a lot of bands from that era. You know, that was before online music even was possible. And
yep.
So it was just a whole different scenario then. But it sounds like that's pretty fun. And, of course, the Carolyn Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Foundation, we at Baldwin McCullough Radio, of course, are huge fans of the work. Explain to people that are just watching us for the first time or hearing us on the radio for the first time what the foundation does.
Well, my mom, who is, goodness, I'm married 28 years, so she is a 28-year survivor of breast cancer. Just felt compelled to want to empower and inspire women who battle this awful disease,
right.
This form of cancer. Where I'm from, Long Island, New York, is the highest incidence of breast cancer in the whole United States. So up in Syracuse and down Long Island, we have two chapters called the Carol Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. And for the most part, what the fund does is raise money, create awareness, and that money goes directly to funding the research in the hope of finding a cure, which my mom, at 83 years young, believes and says every day that we will find a cure for breast cancer. It's one of those things, Kevin, like a lot of other cancers, you know, that any cancer is horrible, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, so many more people quietly go through the process of pain and suffering with breast cancer. And my mom's been out there. I think she's given over the grants that she gives out are $50,000 each, and she's given out in 28 years, I think, over $6 million
Wow.
worth of $50,000 grants. So that means if you divide $50,000 into the $6 million,
sure.
that's the number of scientists that were given a $50,000 grant to do research for 1 year just to do the research to try to find a cure.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And we are huge fans, and we've supported it. We continue to cheer her on. And it's great that these bands wanted to come out and help. That's such a blessing to have all these guys decide to work together for this common cause.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. You know, and what's really cool, especially up in Syracuse and on Long Island, you know, it's really, I'm not just saying it, it's the people that support this movement and the cause that empower us to get a whole lot of credit, but it's really the people out there that are survivors and the families of survivors that are, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road, and they're helping us do the work and donate their time, volunteer, raise money. It's all about the people.
Well, and coming from a family, the McCullough household, where both of our moms perished due to breast cancer, where this is something that's close to our heart as well. Cool. Well, that's why you're not in studio with us. But we're still going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're gonna chew the fat on whatever, you know, happened in our lives this week. And I love the headline. Have you been over to the Drudge Report, Stephen, in the last hour or so?
I only go there when you tell
okay.
me.
Well, the headline.
Stephen, go to the.
The headline. Well, it's the best news aggregation site in the world. So if you want to know what's like top of the news world at any given second of the day.
Oh. No, it's not.
Okay, well.
AOL is the best.
okay, sure. Anyway, his top headline right now is a huge picture of Benjamin Netanyahu. And it just says, BB tells White House, and then it's colon and in quotes, never second guess me again.
Yeah, I've kind of been saying that for 2 weeks now, which is, what is it about Israel you don't understand? These folks are going to just do what they got to do.
Well, and I love the fact that he's now saying to our president, you don't know what you're doing. Don't second guess me. These terrorists, I know how to deal with these terrorists. We are going to deal with them.
Sure.
But you know, President Obama wouldn't be the only one in recent days that that has been accused of interfering on stuff he didn't know about. This last week, and I didn't hear a lot about it, but evidently it made some news. Several actors in the actors world, or whoever that is, Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz, most pointedly, signed their names to some letters that basically called for the condemnation of Israel, and basically said that what they're doing is incredibly unfair. It's incredibly mean. It's horrible. And let's just be real clear. Nobody's advocating that, you know, children should be dying and so forth. But this was a very one-sided type of letter. That it was kind of like a form letter that they got, and then they signed it and they added their names to it. Well, another actor, John Voight, is taking them to task today. And I want to read some of what he said in his letter to them. But I'm curious for those that are watching and listening tonight across the country, as Stephen unzips his bag and clears his nose. What I'm curious about is, are you at all confused about the who, what, where, and how of the Israeli-Hamas conflict? It seems to me
And Stephen, particularly in the world of Christianity, I've had a lot of people that have accused me of all kinds of things in the last week, based on saying I was manipulating Scripture, I was not being fair to people that Jesus would in fact care about, the Palestinians. And so I just thought, well, this is an interesting discussion. It's obviously one that needs to happen, so why not we talk about it tonight? And then you agreed, so here we are. 888-340-3373. But when we come back from this first break, I want to get into, first of all, what these Hollywood celebrities are saying, and then how John Voight responded to them, another Hollywood celebrity. We'll get Stephen Baldwin, another Hollywood celebrity's take on it, and we'll take your calls as well. It's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, my name is Kevin McCullough. He's Stevie B. He's in Syracuse, New York. Normally, he's sitting right here at the same table with me, and we've got a lot to get to tonight. Oh, also, we've got some video of the son of one of the founders of Hamas. And, Stephen, you were talking about people becoming a believer. He's become a believer, and he completely denounces what his father's group is all about. All that and more when we continue. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From New York, every single Saturday night, I'm KMC, he's Stevie B, and I say he is joining us via exclusive feed from Syracuse, New York. There he is. We got a little light on his face now. Just a big silhouette of Stevie B before, but now we've got it.
Wait till I explain that light source, you know, next couple of days.
Yeah? What is it? The flash on your iPhone? There you go. See, Apple should make a commercial with that for us. Anyway, well, okay, we'll hope that the light holds out. Hey, we've got a great deal for you. If you've not been listening the last couple of weeks, you're going to want to know about this. We told you about how transformative MyPillow has changed the sleeping habits of our family, literally, top to bottom. I haven't announced this publicly. I guess I am now, but the lovely Mrs. McCullough, my lovely bride, she is great with child. We're 9 weeks into our next pregnancy, and she was having a hard time sleeping. My pillow helped her get her neck, her shoulders, her head all in perfect alignment. She is now enjoying REM cycle sleep. I got my first My Pillow 9 weeks ago. 8 weeks since, not a flawless night of sleep since then, and I will tell you, it will change your life. I don't say that about very many things, but of this I am convinced and have seen the evidence. But here's the special deal. If you buy one classic MyPillow from MyPillow tonight, and you use the program code that's on your screen, either KMC or Stevie B if you're listening by way of radio, they're going to send you a second one absolutely free. So it's not fair for you to have good sleep and your spouse not to. No, get one for both of you. But tonight, buy that first one. They're going to give you the second one free. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and then use the promo code KMC or Stevie B when you talk to them. Here's why it's such a crazy, powerful tool in your bedroom. They have this patented interlocking fill that goes on the inside. It's not feathers. It's not memory foam. It's a lifetime of development that Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, put into this. And when you have it set in place, it will not move. You will stay in place all night. That's what helps keep your neck supported. There's no other pillow that supports the neck the way the MyPillow does. And if you've had back pain, lower back pain, upper back pain, if you've had kinks in your neck when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what you're doing wrong, it's the pillow. You use this pillow, those will be a thing of the past. In fact, Stephen, two nights ago, I got a crick sitting in my chair in the living room, and I thought, oh man, this is terrible. I got to go to bed with this thing in my. I was 5 minutes on my pillow. That kink was out of my neck, and I just drifted right off to sleep. It was an amazing thing. So anyway, here and these pillows are warranted for 10 years. So we're not messing around. This is going to change your life. And if you buy one tonight, they're going to give you one free. You can also throw them in the washer dryer. They're easy maintenance, and they're guaranteed for 10 years. 800-506-2641. And if for whatever reason you don't like it at all in the first 60 days, full money back. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, but use the promo code either KMC for Kevin McCullough or Stevie B, STVB for Stephen Baldwin, when you go to MyPillow.com or use this phone number, 800-506-2641, and MyPillow.com, one of the sponsors of the Baldwin McCullough Show tonight, and thanks for being there. All right, Stephen, you're a Hollywood dude. You're all on the inside of everything. Did you know anything about this letter that these actors were asked to sign ahead of time?
No, I didn't know anything about it, but it's not unusual, obviously, that a lot of celebrities get asked to lend their name, et cetera, to whatever. And unfortunately, it's, although it seems like the case again, it's probably just one of their people that said, it's about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't, like, take the time to look at it themselves.
Here's what happened. A bunch of film stars, directors, musicians, writers, among them Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, denounced the Israeli operation that they're using. It's called Protective Edge is what they're calling it, but Operation Protective Edge, they denounced that. In an open letter referenced by the Europa Press and other Spanish media, they described Israel's actions as genocide. So what they said, what they lent their names to as celebrities, was a letter that said, here's a bunch of Hollywood directors, celebrities, blah, blah, blah. We believe that what Israel's doing is genocide. And they called on the European Union to condemn the bombing by land, sea, and air against the Gaza Strip. And in the open letter, they demanded a ceasefire by the Israeli military and urged Israel to lift the blockade, which the Gaza Strip has dealt with for about a decade. The letter also said, Gaza is living through horror these days, besieged and attacked by land, sea, and air. Palestinian homes are being destroyed. They're being denied water, electricity, and free movement to their hospitals, schools, and fields, while their international community does nothing. Now, there were a whole bunch of people that signed this, but those two people signing it caught the attention of John Voight, who's the other actor in this scene of three, if you will.
Right.
And he fired off a guest column to The Hollywood Reporter. Now, Stephen, fill me in. How influential is The Hollywood Reporter website? Is it something that's read regularly?
Oh, it's, you know, I never like when people take God's word or the Bible and say, oh, well, something is, you know, the Bible of that. I just saw a book on a shelf the other day that said the Barbecue Bible. And I was like, boy, I wish these folks really knew what the Bible was about. But anyway, the Variety, both daily, weekly, and monthly, has three publications, I believe, and it is the Bible of Hollywood.
Okay. So the is the Hollywood Reporter part of that? Is that the online edition of it?
It's both. It's in print and online.
Okay. So in this, then he asked, can I write a special column? And they allowed him. And, you know, he's a working actor right now. He's got some status with what's that show? Ray Donovan and some other stuff that he's done. So and
he's also been in all the Mission Impossibles.
Right.
Much.
And he's John Voight.
Sure.
Somebody that criticized what I'm telling people about tonight said, well, the one good thing he did was he gave birth to Angelina Jolie. Now, besides that person saying stuff that obviously shows they have no idea of how biology actually works, he is the father of one of the more seemingly consensus attractive women in the world by most standards. So anyway, he guest columns this column that goes into the Hollywood Reporter today, and he just says, I'm heartsick that Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem would incite anti-Semitism all over the world and oblivious to the damage they have caused. Now, these are some of the things that he said. He said they're ignorant of the whole story of Israel's birth. He said that was one of the things. He said, I'm asking all my peers who signed the poison letter that Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem did to examine their motives and take back the fire of anti-Semitism, if you can, that is raging all over the world now. He says basically that can't be done. When we get back from this next break, I want to know, first of all, the whole Israeli-Hamas thing is kind of a back and forth, but these celebrities may have made it worse. And John Voight speaking up about it, your reactions to it, all when we continue. He's Bald and I'm McCullough, coming right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. and we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. So this wouldn't be the same if we weren't here. Being goofy on your television and radio, some 45 different television markets, I believe, and millions of households, but then about 300 radio stations that have access to us and are sending you to, sending us to people's cars and homes and all kinds of places. Plus, there are those of you that join us online each week. So it's always a lot of fun, but we like to, have a good time, but we also like to think a little bit. And Stephen, I don't know about you, but it's just hard not to have Israel on my mind every day these last 2 weeks. It just seems like the whole world is set to undermine them, to take them down. And I really feel like those of us that support Israel are needing to be heard from these days.
No, there's no question. And you and I doing Baldwin McCullough Live, again, Kevin, the vision for the show is lets you and I have some fun, be kooky, share our thoughts, take calls, talk about subjects, pop culture, whatever it is. You know, but in a situation like this, and not just because it's John Voight, in my opinion, it wouldn't matter who it was that was a celebrity or famous or musician or actor or whoever. I think that the question we're asking tonight is, you know, a valid one, meaning if Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz, have they, with this lack of knowledge and understanding, you know, shouldn't they be more responsible?
Yeah.
About, because I know on this program and in Christian ministry and all charity, whatever it is that I do, I do my very best to be smart about what I say, or
at least have the basic facts straight.
Well, certainly, yeah. And you're you and I'm me, and I like to have my kooky perspective, and you're, you know, and vice versa. But
what I appreciate about you is that when something like this does break out, you usually pick up the phone and say, hey, Kev, you know, especially if CNN or MSNBC has called you and said, hey, I want you to be on, you're always like, hey, let's talk about this. What's the latest? I just want to make sure I understand. Like, you're bouncing things off of me saying, I just want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding the actual facts, which
right.
In Penelope Cruz's case and Javier Bardem's, it looks like that's what happened, because about 48 hours after they sent the letter, Penelope Cruz backtracked saying, and this was her quote, I'm not an expert on the situation, and I'm aware of the complexity of it. My only wish and intention in signing that group letter is the hope that there will be peace in both Israel and Gaza. Well, that's a far cry different than saying Israel is committing genocide. I mean, to say, hey, let's all get along, that's a little kumbaya after you've already said, hey, stop purposefully murdering the children. I mean, it's kind of like, so when did you stop beating your wife? I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of that in that impact.
Yeah, and exactly to your point, you know, it's easy to backpedal and it's easy to make up whatever excuses and then try to sound informed and intelligent about something after you've removed your big fat foot out of your mouth. You know me, Kevin. I'm going to speak my mind. I mean, nothing against Penelope. I mean, you know, I shouldn't make any assumptions about who's informed and who's not. But there's no question that with a situation as sensitive and dangerous and touching the lives of as many people as this situation is and does every day, you really might want to know what you're lending your name to.
Right. Well, and that's what John Voight said. He says, I'm more than angry. I'm heartsick that these two could incite this anti-Semitism, and now it's hard to take back what they've done. But then he went on to kind of, I thought, make a very good case for what is actually going on there. He says, they're obviously ignorant of the whole story of Israel's birth, when in 1948 the Jewish people were offered by the UN a portion of land originally set aside for them in 1921, and the Arab Palestinians were offered the other half. The Arabs rejected the offer, the Jews accepted, only to be attacked by five surrounding Arab countries committed to driving them into the sea, but the Israelis won. The Arabs did it again in 67, again in 73, launching sneak attacks on the holiest Jewish holidays. Each time the Jews prevailed, but not without great loss of life. And when Israel was not fighting a major war, it was defending itself against terrorist campaigns. And that's what they're going to be facing in the days to come here. There's a new report out that says Hamas has called up 3,000 committed suicide bombers. They're ready to go. So the question becomes, and we can talk about the celebrity angle on this, and should celebrities be weighing in on things when they don't have all the facts. But beyond that, we can talk about Hamas and Israel as well. And what is a country supposed to do that have 3,000 suicide bombers about to attack it? Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
ThisLifeNow.net. If you're watching on Biz Television, our exclusive television provider of the Balda McCullough Show Coast to Coast, that shot right there was the Charging Bull at the corner of Broadway and Wall Street. So that's what you're looking at if you're seeing us on this Saturday evening. Good to have you with us, no matter where you are, from Los Angeles, California, to New York City, Orlando, Florida, to Fairbanks, Alaska. We couldn't be happier than to have you here. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin, and he's joining us from a very special event that we were talking about at the top of the show, a concert of sorts, many different groups from the 80s that are coming together to help the the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. Stephen, the link of the news story you sent me, they need to hire a new editor because it said the Carl M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research
Fund. Did it really?
Yeah. I was saying, who's Carl? Anyway, glad you're with us. We're talking about Israel and Hamas. And
Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, who are also married, by the way, signed their names to a letter that they ended up regretting that called what Israel is doing genocide. And John Voight, classic actor John Voight, took him to task this week in a guest column in The Hollywood Reporter. And we thought it would be interesting to talk to you about it. So let's go to the phones and see what people are saying. Let's go to line two. Jack is calling from Bedford, Texas, watching us tonight on Biz Television. Hi, Jack. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, the first thing I want to say is I am pro-Israeli. But can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Jack. Go right ahead. Jack, we can hear you. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Hey, I am pro-Israeli, like you are. I believe they have every right to protect themselves. You know, their issues mainly are the rockets and these tunnels that they've discovered. But I'm against the manner in which they're doing it. They're actually playing into the hands of Hamas. They're making themselves look like military bullies. And in the long run, they're hurting their own interests because they're turning people against them in the manner in which they're doing it. You know, the casualties are so skewed one way, it makes them look very military aggressive. You know, they need to do it in a different manner. You can go in, which they're doing right now, and basically occupy the area. You don't have to strike it with bombs. Go in there. Shut the tunnels down, do what you need to do, and then get back out. Don't stay in there and occupy, you know, this area they're in. I'm pro-Israeli. I'm just against the way they're handling it. Does that make any sense?
No, it does, Jack. I've got a question for you, though. If Hamas is ready to unleash 3,000 suicide bombers, if Israel is able to be successful in dismantling the rocket capacity of Hamas, and that's the purpose of both the bombings and the occupation. It's to find all of the equipment to get it destroyed and taken out of there. But let's say they're able to do that, and they do unleash 3,000 suicide bombers. How is Israel supposed to respond to that?
I mean, again, that's hearsay. 3,000 suicide bombers. We have actual, you know, hard evidence that they're launching rockets. We can actually see that, you know, through surveillance of satellites that they're launching these rockets. And what's happening is Hamas, again, is using human shields, and in some cases appears they're even using UN facilities to launch these rockets. The problem is Israel needs to not play into their hands by striking when they know there are civilians there, striking a UN facility, because it makes to the world makes Israel look bad. And in the long run, they're not going to get rid of Hamas. Hamas is getting what they want. They're making Israel look like a military bully and that they're the victims and they're terrorists. So there has to be a different way to approach and solve these issues rather than to just strike villages. You know, I understand their dilemma.
Hey, Kevin, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
So this time around, when this, call it season of the ongoing conflict started up again, do we know who fired the first bomb at who?
Well, you know, I don't know that personally. I mean, it's been an ongoing deal. You know, we know they're launching rockets. They're basically, you know, Israel has a pretty good handle on those rockets, being able to knock those rockets out. The point is, again, you don't want to make Israel look like a bully. And you do that when there's 40 Israelis killed. And on the other hand, you have 4,000 or 5,000 people killed in Gaza and hundreds of children killed.
Okay, first of all, Jack, the death toll in Gaza is about 1,600, not 4,000 or 5,000. That's a bit of an extra.
Okay, so, but there have been occasions where that's happened.
Yeah, okay, but fine. Know, but let me take this to the next level. Just because Israel is able to knock things down out of the sky, For some reason, what I seem to be hearing from people like you that are almost apologizing for Israel defending itself is that they're just supposed to put up with thousands upon thousands of rockets coming at them nonstop. Like, I don't understand how.
But let me
finish that thought, Jack.
Sure.
I don't hold Israel responsible for the death of the innocent Palestinians. I hold Hamas responsible for those deaths because they are basically telling Palestinians, if we fire a rocket from your school or from your hospital and Israel tells you that they're going to bomb it, don't listen to the warning. And if you leave, we may even kill you ourselves because you are to be martyred in this great cause, this caliphate that we're trying to establish. See, they don't respect life in any way.
Mr. McCullough,
yeah.
I'm not trying to interrupt you, but that wouldn't hold up in a court of law. You know that. You can't say, I actually did the actual destruction and killing, but it's not my fault. It's someone else's fault. You're actually doing the physical bombing, the physical attacks.
Those attacks are taking out the launch points of where the rockets are coming from. And they're warning them. They're warning them in five different. Well, okay. Thanks for the call, Jack. They're warning them in four different ways. They're sending cell phone calls into the area. They're texting. They are using pamphlets where they can, and there are also airbursts prior to the actual bomb, saying it's about to come. Get out of the building. I don't know. There's a lot more that we can talk about. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of you that have opinions on this. It's Baldwin McCullough. It's live from New York. Stevie B and KMC. Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
AM, it's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York on AM 970, The Answer here in New York. That's our flagship station. And, I don't know, hundreds of radio stations, millions of TV households from coast to coast on Biz TV, the broadcast network. And we're grateful to have you with us. Stephen appears to have stepped away from his microphone just for a second. He has MC responsibilities at this concert that he's at in support of the Carol M. Baldwin of Breast Cancer Fund fundraiser tonight. And so when he gets back, we'll make sure we check back in with him. But in the meantime, we want to continue the conversation with you because the question is, you know, Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem signed a letter that said that Israel was committing genocide. John Voight wrote a piece in the Hollywood Reporter saying they don't know what they're talking about. Every time that, for instance, in this conflict, that the Palestinians, not the Palestinians, the Palestinians are the victims in all this. It's Hamas and Israel that are warring. And the every time there has been a ceasefire, and there's been seven, I think, to date, every time there has been one, Hamas has broken it. In fact, they wanted to have a ceasefire on Eid al-Fitr, which is the Muslim holiday that ends Ramadan. So they asked for it. And as Israel was taking the paperwork into the cabinet meeting to discuss, they fired rockets. They hadn't even had a chance to even see the proposal before Hamas had already violated it. So it's an interesting set of circumstances. But I'm curious as to your thoughts. Mark reminded us during the break here in the studio that they even found that some of the rockets that have been fired from Gaza have not cleared the Gazan border, which means that they fell in Gazan areas and some Gazans have been killed by the Hamas rockets not making it into Israel. Like they didn't calculate the adjustments right. And Israel's being blamed for those deaths as well, of course. 888-340-3373. And Stevie B is back at his seat. Before we take another call, did you have any other thoughts on Jack's final words with us, Stephen?
Well, listen, on a common sense level, in my opinion, everybody's gonna take sides, whatever. Listen, war is obviously a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, on a common sense level, that if certain people, this, that, the other, if they know that the odds are strongly in favor that Israel's going to do what it's going to do and got to do, and they can just pound these people. Hamas specifically, obviously, then, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like, I wonder what that fellow thinks about America.
Well, here's the truth.
Wait, let me finish.
Well, we're short on time. 10 seconds to break. Truth is, we'll get to it when we come back. Stay with us. Baldwin McCullough.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. 1-4